Okay, this file will give you tons of focus during the day, making you work with the exclusion of anything else all day long. You will practically be a workaholic during the day. But once 8 p.m. hits every single night, all of that ability to work will be transformed into sexual desire and drive, and you will be a sexual creature until you go to bed that night. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening. And it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. and as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and relaxed, as you listen to my voice, and obey, and relax. I want you to imagine something now. I want you to picture it. I want to picture yourself with more focus than you've ever had in your life during the daytime. More focus on work, on everything that you need to get done during the day. You will find yourself being a dynamo of productive energy. During the day, it will seem that you are always accomplishing things, always getting everything you need to done. When you work, you will work hard and efficiently with no other distractions. That's right, you will be able to turn off all other distractions. One distraction will be completely turned off during the day. It will feel like you have no sexual energy or ambition whatsoever from the moment you get up in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. You will find that you just simply have no sex drive whatsoever. It won't be there. It'll be tucked away as you work hard at everything that you want to get done, at everything that you need to get done. You will be completely and utterly relentless in your pursuit of the things that need to be done. You will work hard all day long. It will just be your natural state of being. You will feel very accomplished. You will feel very happy with yourself. It will just seem like all of your energies, all of them, are focused on accomplishing the things that need to be done during the day. And if you start running out of things to do, you will find more things to do. You will be that kind of a person. During the day, you will be a workaholic. From the moment you get up in the morning until 8 p.m. at night, you will literally work constantly all day long. This is just simply going to become the natural state for you. You will find yourself doing this automatically without even thinking about it. You'll look at the tasks ahead of you for the day, you'll plan what you need to do, and you will work very, very hard all day long. But the moment it becomes 8 o'clock in the evening, your body will suddenly very suddenly switch gears. You will no longer be able to focus on work at all. It will just simply be as if you are winding down from your day of hard work. The work will be over. In fact, the work will be completely and utterly over, and another part of you, the part that you have kept locked away all day long, that's right, your sex drive, will wake up. It will not merely wake up. It will wake up in full force. It will wake up to a level that you have probably never experienced before in your life. Go ahead and picture it now. You know what it's like when you're horny, when something is pushing your buttons and you just simply need to come, need to get laid. You've had those days. You've had those thoughts, those times where you're just simply so very, very sexually charged. Well, from now on, the moment 8 p.m. hits, your inability to focus on work will translate into a pure focus on sex. You will be overwhelmingly needy for it. You will be overwhelmed with the need to get laid, to get off, to have orgasms. Not just one, but several. It will actually be your constant state until you go to bed at night, exhausted, sexually, physically. From 8 p.m. until it is time for you to go to bed at night, your sex drive will simply overwhelm everything else. It will kick into high gear. In fact, it will kick into the highest gear it has ever been in. Just imagine it. Imagine the horniest you have ever been in your life, the most needy, the most desperate. Now double it. That's right. Become twice that needy, twice that desperate. Then double it again. That's right. Now you're four times as needy, four times as desperate. Double it again. Yes, now you're eight times as desperate. Imagine what you'd be like at that point. You completely and utterly focused on sex, focused on getting laid. Your body completely and utterly addicted to sex. That is what happens to you the moment 8 p.m. hits each and every night. Your body just simply switches from work mode to sex mode. It happens instantly. There isn't even very much of a transition period. Whatever you were working on, whatever you were focusing on, will cease to be important to you at all. It will cease to have any real meaning to you at all. You'll find yourself getting more and more distracted by sexual thoughts, by fantasies, by desires, by all of the things that get you off and turn you on. All of those things will start taking over the moment 8 p.m. hits until you go to bed for the night. Yes, that's right. During the day, you'll be a workaholic, and at night, you'll be completely and utterly overloaded with your own sexual desires. During the day, you will have no sexual desires whatsoever. At night, they will simply work through your body, wave after wave of need, of lust, of desire, running through you over and over again, until they simply dominate each and every thought that is going through your head. This is what you are going to be like at night from now on. During the day, you will work as hard as you have ever worked in your life. You will find it satisfying and rewarding, and you will accomplish more than you ever have before. But at night, you will spend as much energy on sex as you did on work during the day. You will need it just as much. You will work at it just as hard. You will be overwhelmed by the need, the want, the desire. This is how you are going to be from now on. You chose to listen to this file, and this file is a curse being planted deep within your mind. It is something that you will act upon daily for the rest of your life until this curse is removed. It won't be a choice of your own. You won't be able to override it. It will just simply happen. From the moment you wake up till 8 p.m., you will be a working dynamo. From 8 p.m. until you go to bed, you will be a sexual dynamo. The transition will happen dead on, 8 p.m. every night, and you won't be able to hold it back. This is simply the way it is. You chose to listen to this file. You chose to accept the possible results of it. You chose to do this, and now you are cursed with it. You can already feel it. My words sinking down deeply into your mind, changing the way you are, making you into this workaholic slut. Workaholic by day, slut by night. That's what it's going to be like from now on. You won't be able to avoid it or change it. The only way to stop it will be to have the curse removed. Other than that, you will actually find yourself drawn back to the curse, listening to it every morning to start your day, to kick you into workaholic mode. It will be the first thing you do. The first opportunity you get in the morning, you will listen, and it will turn on your workaholic mode, and you will stay that way all day long. And the curse will get deeper and deeper in your mind until it is a part of you you cannot ignore or shut off. This is who you are becoming, and you cannot stop it. You cannot change it. It just simply is. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and begin experiencing your curse. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and feeling the effects. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake and fully under the influence of the curse.